Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf mem. We left off in daf lamed tesem beis. We are at Tanan on the second wide line of daf lamed tesem beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Shalom, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah. We thank him very, very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf yomi. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to finish up the sugya from yesterday. It's going to take us a while. We're still in the middle of the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about what needs to be kesef. The Mishnah was very clear that hatayna shtei kesef and the hodah needs to be at least a pruta in order to be chayiv for moda b'miktsas. But does that mean that the actual tayna has a minimum of shtei kesef, or does it mean that the portion of the response that is the kfira needs to be shtei kesef, that the guy, the nitva, needs to deny shtei kesef worth and admit to at least a pruta's worth? So is that the way to look at it? So that's machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and we were in the middle of bringing rayas as far as who is correct in that machlokes, and that's going to continue. That discussion will continue till about halfway down Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how large of a claim is needed for a shvua of Elechot Kenegdo, meaning this is all true about a shvua's modu b'miktsas, that you have a minimum of shtei kesef. What if you're taking a shvua not because you're modu b'miktsas, but because there was one aid that testified that you owed money? Is there a minimum amount of the claim that had to be made against you in order for you to be chayiv a shvua? Then the Gemara discusses if you admit to one of two things, is that considered mimin hataina? Someone says, you owe me chitin and sa'orin, and you say, I admit to all of the sa'orin, none of the chitin. So is that considered a hodah b'mitzas on min hataina, because you were only moda to one of two minim? So the Gemara is going to have that discussion, that machlokas, and that's going to take us through much of Amud Beis. Then about halfway through Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about what if you admit to Sa'orin after the fellow claimed chitin. He said, you owe me chitin, and you right away jumped in and said, no, I owe you sa'orin. But he didn't even have a chance to say, and sa'orin, meaning the fellow wanted to claim chitin and sa'orin. So if you hold that admitting to just the sa'orin is considered being modu b'miktsas miminataina, but he didn't give him a chance to say it. So is that considered to still be a hodah b'miktsas or not? Then the Gemara is going to talk about being modu b'miktsas on kelim. Is there a minimum amount, a minimum value that kalim have to be worth in order for it to be modu b'miktsas, or is that only true when what he's asking for is money and not with commodities, but not with kalim? And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss a kofar hakol. What if a person is not modu b'miktsas, he's kofar hakol? So we know there's no shavua midaraisa. Is there a shavua midrabanan? Why yes, why not? So that's going to be the final discussion on the daf. So let's begin. Again, we're at the second wide line on Daf Lamed Tesem Beis. We are at Tanan, the next raya in this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about whether the shtei kesef is the minimum of the taina, or the shtei kesef is the minimum of the section of the response to the taina that he's being kofer. So Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, shtei kesef yesh li biyadcha, that the case, a classic case of modu b'miktsas, is the Toveya says to the Nitva, you have two kesef that you owe me, and he responds, ein lecha biyadi ala pruta, I only owe you a pruta. Pater, he's pater from a shvua. So it must be the case is the guy was tovea money of that's worth two ma'os of kesef, and the nitva responded, I owe you money that's worth a pruta, and the halach is that you're pater from a shvua. So well, wait a second, don't you have your shtei kesef minimum and your pruta minimum of the hodah, and it's all mi min hataina? Doesn't that meet all the criteria of modu b'miktsas? So my taima, why would you be part from a shvua? Lav mishum de chasrula taina. Isn't it because you don't have the minimum? Because shtei kesef has to be the kfira needs to be shtei kesef, and it's not enough that the taina is shtei kesef. Utiyufta de Shmuel, and that's therefore a kasha and Shmuel that holds that even a kfira that's less than shtei kesef, there's a chiyuv shvua so long as the taina was shtei kesef. So you see that Rav must be correct. So it says, no, Amar lach Shmuel. Shmuel would respond, Mi savra Amrit Shava Katani. Does the Mishnah speak about a case where the Tevia and the Hoda'a were about the value of Shtei Kesef and a Pruta, and the reason of the Patur is that it wasn't a Kfira of Shtei Kesef? No. Dafka Katani. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he wasn't asking for value, he was asking for silver, that silver that weighs the same amount as Shtei Ma'os of Kesef, and the other one responded, no, I only owe you copper. So Mashatana Lohodala, Mashodala Lotano. The reason he's potter is not because of the amounts, it's because he wasn't even at, he didn't respond to the same thing. The fellow was asking for silver and he responded, I owe you copper. They weren't talking about values of money, they were talking about a particular commodity. So one of them was talking about commodity A, the other one was talking about commodity B, and that's not Odom, Iminataina. So the Gemara says, well, that doesn't work. Ihachi, if you're going to say that, we're talking about Tevia and Ahoda'a of Kesef Mamish, Ema Seifa. The Seifa goes on to say, Shtei Kesef Upruta Yeshli. That if he says you owe me shtei kesef plus a pruta, and he responds, no, I only owe you a pruta, chayiv, he's chayiv for a modem mixas. Well, yeah, Rabbi Shlomo, I understand very well if you're going to say that the Mishnah is talking about shaveh, that the Tviya and the Hoda'a were about the value of these coins, like Rav understood. So the Hoda'a is mimin hataina, umishum hachi chayiv, and that's why the guy is going to be chayiv as shua, because it was a Hoda'a mimin hataina. Eliam Radafka, but if you're going to say that, no, he's asking for this particular commodity. Like Shmuel wanted to say, am I chayiv? Why should he be chayiv in the case of the Sefer? Mashatana lohodala mashodala lotano. That which he made a taina on, the fellow was not molded to, and that which he was molded to, the fellow did not make a taina on, because the tviya was on kesef and the choshes, and the hoda'a was only on the choshes. He never was molded to anything related to kesef. So says Gemara, midu taima el Shmuel. Well, the whole kasha is only on the sheet of Shmuel. And that's therefore not a kasha at all, because we have to be mindful of another shita that Shmuel had. Hamar Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel Tanuchit Nusar V'Hodlo Be'Echad Mehen Chayiv. Shmuel holds that is called Mimin Ataina. That if someone asks for Chitin and Saorin, and you admit to one of the two things that he's asking for, that is called Mimin Ataina, and you're in fact going to be Chayiv. So Mimelu, we understand why in the Seif of the Mishnah, when the guy asks for Kesef and Choshes, and you admit to a Pruta, that you have a chiv shmua, even though Shmuel holds that the tviya is about commodities. You admit it to one of the two commodities that he asked for. That's called hodami minataina. And hachim nami mistaver, it's most mistaver that the Mishnah is talking about a case where he was toveya dafka these commodities, that he's asking for kesef mamish, and you were moda bin choshes, midiktani seifa, from the fact that the seifa says that litra zov yeshli biyadcha, that if the taina was, you owe me a litra zov, and Zahav, and the guy responded, Ein lecha biyadi ela litra kesef. I only owe you a litra kesef. Pater, he's pater from a shmua. Well, I understand that very well now, according to Shmuel. Yeah, Rabbi Shlomo Dafka Katani. If we're talking in commodities, Mishumachi pater. Now I get why he's pater. The guy was asking for gold, you admitted silver. That's not me, min hataina. You didn't admit to anything that he was asking for. Ele'i amrit shava. But if he was only asking for the value of a litra zahav, and you responded, the value of a litra kesef, am I potter? Why should it be potter? Litra tuba havi, a litra is plenty of money, so you definitely meet your shtei kesef minimum, even regardless of whether you hold that the taina or the kvira is the taina, you meet the minimum across the board. So why taka would you be potter in that case of the seifa? Ela mi de seifa dafka, reishanami dafka. So since the only way to explain that line of the Mishnah is when the discussion is about commodities, and that's what he's asking for. I want gold. I only owe you silver, right? That it's about the particular type of metal. So then the ratio must also be about the particular type of metal. So when he made a taina of kesef, it didn't mean the value of this. It meant kesef. And the hodah was nechoshes. So now we're going to say the whole Mishnah is a kasha on Rav, because Rav holds that the ratio talks about a a taina and a response on shoveh, not on dafka, on what something is worth, not on the commodity. Samalach Rav, kulam asnis and shoveh. Rav will say, I'll tell you, I stand by my opinion. The entire Mishnah is talking about a case of a tevia and a hoda'ah on shoveh, on how much these things are worth, and not on the particular commodity. How then are you going to explain that last case where the guy said, you owe me litra zav, and he responded, no, I only owe you litra kesef, then he's going to be potter? Litra zav shiny. The case of litra zav is different because he mentioned the weight of the zahav and not the name of a coin. So it must be that in that case, he's talking about the commodity as opposed to coins that people normally are over lesocha, that people use all the time based on their value. So then it's mistaver that you're talking about the value of the coins and not the particular coins in question, and therefore you have no raya from the Mishnah that it's talking about dafka. So the Gemara says, okay, teida, I'll bring you a raya that when the Mishnah. That the Mishnah must be talking about shava other than that case of litra zahav where it's dafka, that the whole rest of the Mishnah must be talking about shava like Rav Shita to Katani Seifa, because it says in the Seifa of the Mishnah that if a guy says dinar zav li biyadcha and he says ein lecha biyadi ela dinar kesef, you owe me a dinar zav, he says no, I only owe you a dinar of kesef, vitrisis or he's moda to a trisis, which is a smaller amount of money, or upundion, if he's moded to upundion, upruto, or he's moded to upruta, chayiv, the nitva is going to be chayiv, shvus moded mitzvahs, shakol min matbeya achasein, because it's all about currency, and it's odami min atainuk, because it doesn't matter how large the denomination or small the denomination of the currency is. You can't say, oh, I claimed a $100 bill, and you admitted a $20 bill. That's not mi min atainuk. Of course it's mi min atainuk. It's currency. So just because one coin is made out of gold and another one's made out of silver and another one, it's all currency. Well, Ian Bishla Mashava, if you can say that the whole Mishnah is talking about the value of the coins, where it's all mimin atayna mishmachi chayiv, that's why you're chayiv in shua in that case. Eliyam Adafka, but if you can say the whole Mishnah is about the particular commodity and not about the currency value, then am I chayiv? Why is the nitva going to be chayiv in shua? It's not mimin atayna. The guy asked for gold, you were molded to silver. So says Gemara Amar Blazar, because Shetano Dinar Matbeos, V'kamash Mlon, Deprutu B'chal Matbeo Isa. No, the Seif of the Mishnah is talking about Dafka, and not when he asked for the weight in gold. But when you were Toveya, a dinar, a particular dinar that has a particular tzura on it, and the Hoda of the Nitva was a Matbeya that has a particular tzura on it, even though the Tviya and the Hoda were about different types of Matbeos, that's still considered Miminataina, because all minted currency is considered to be the same. And the Tana of the Mishnah is telling me that Pruta B'chal Matbeya Isa, that even a Pruta is considered a Matbeya. And therefore, even if the guy was Toveya Dinar and you were molded to a Pruta, that's considered a Mimin Hataina. So the Gemara says that it must be, the Gemara brings a Raya, that it must be that we're talking about Dafka, where he's asking specifically for this type of commodity, Dekanami, it's Meduyik in the Mishnah, Dekatani, Shakol Min Matbeya Achasi, that it's only because of minted currency is all considered one sug, it's all considered one min, that it's considered to be a Hoda'a Mimin Atayna and Yechayev Shvua. So it sounds like that if he was Toveya Stam, then it would be Dafka, meaning if he was not Toveya, a minted currency, he were to just say, you owe me Shtei Kesef, and the guy responds, I owe you Pruta, that would be Dafka, that because if it were only about Shava, then it's Pashut that it's Bimin Hataina. The Mishnah wouldn't have to say Shakol Min Matbeya Achasi V'Rav, and Rav holds that the Mishnah is talking about a Tviya Noda of Shava, will explain that the Mishnah needed to say that Shakol Min Matbeya Achasi to tell me Shakol Din Matbeya Achas, that all coins that are mentioned in the Mishnah have the same din, that even a very tiny coin, like a Pruta, has a Shir Hoda in order to be Chayiv for a Shva Shavuos Moda B'Mikzas, meaning that's big enough to be Chayiv for Shavuos Moda B'Mikzas. For Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar who said that the Seifa is talking about Dafka, Leimu Mi the Seifa Kishmuel Mitaretz, maybe we should say that just like he explains the Seifa in accordance with Shmuel, that it's talking about Dafka, Reisha Nami Kishmuel Svirulei, then the Reisha could also be explained according to Shmuel, that it's talking about Dafka, and these Toveya, a piece of silver that weighs the same amount as two ma'os, and the nitva is moda to a piece of nechoshes that's worth a pruta, and the reason he's pater is because it's not a hodah mi mina taina. But if the tzviya and the hodah would be on shava, would be on the value, then Rabbi Elazar would hold that you're taka chayav shvua, even though you are not kofer shtei kesef, like Shmuel holds that only the tzviya needs to be shtei kesef, the kfira does not need to be shtei kesef. So says Gemara, lo, you don't have to say that Rabbi Elazar holds that way. It could be that Rabbi Elazar holds seifa dafka. In the seifa, you have to say it's dafka. The katani shakol min matvei achas. But v'resha karavo k'shmuel, because it says dafka. It says in the seifa that shakol min matvei achas because it's minted currency. But the resha where it doesn't make that point that it's about minted currency, the resha could be touched up like Rav or like Shmuel. Either like Rav that it's talking about shava, that we're talking about the value of things, and you're still potter because there wasn't a kfira of shtei kesef. Or like Shmuel, that it's talking about dafka, and that's the reason you're pater, because it's not mi min hataina, but not because there was an insufficient value to the kfira. So says Gemara, let's bring another raya, that you need a kfira of shtei kesef, and it's not enough that the taina be for shtei kesef. Tashma will bring a raya from a tosefta, from a brisa. Dinar zohov zohov yesh libiyadcha. That a guy says, a minted golden coin is what you owe me. And the fellow responds, in lecha biyadi el a dinar kesef. I owe you a dinar of silver. Chayiv, he's chayiv v'shvua. Because all coins are considered to be the same min, and therefore it's considered to be mi min hataina. Now, from the fact that it had to say that dinar zohov zohov, so taima da armalei zohov zohov, hastama shavaka armalei. The only reason we assume that we wanted a coin in particular is because he said Zahav Zahav. But if he says Stam Dinar Zahav, you just owe me a Dinar Zahav, wouldn't we interpret that to mean that he wasn't looking for a particular that a Dinar Zahav Stam, it would be Shava Kamerle, that he's just looking for the value of a Dinar Zahav. So therefore the Seifa of the Mishnah, he intends to be Toveya, the value of a Dinar Zahav, and Mimela, when the Mishnah says shakal min matbeya echad, it's that it all has the same a din of matbeya echad. And since the Seif is talking about shava, where you're asking for the value, so the Reisha must also be talking about shava, where the guy's asking for shtei kesef, shava shtei kesef, the value of shtei kesef, and he's being molded to the value of a pruta, where it's all mi min ataina. Aye, why then was he potter if it's all mi min ataina? Must be because he had an insufficient kfira. You need kfira of a value of shtei kesef, and he only had the whole taina was only value of shtei kesef, meaning that Rav is correct. Says Gemara, not a raya. Amravashi, no, really the Braisa could be talking about Dinar Zav Stam, and it's not Dinar Zav Zav. And Hachikamar, what the Braisa is telling you is Kolo Omer, Dinar Zav. Ki Omer Dinar Zahav Zahav Dami, that anyone who says Dinar Zahav has the same status as if he said Zahav Zahav. It's as if he specifically asked for a minted coin. So Mela, when the Nitva is Moda to a Dinar Shel Kesef, he also meant a coin, and since all coins are considered to be one min, that's a Hodah, a min Ataina. So even though the Mishnah wrote Dinar Zahav, it meant a Matbeya Mam. And the reason it's considered miminataina is because all matbeos, all coins, are considered the same min. But without that, he would have been pater from a shvua because the tviya was dafka. So the ratio of the Mishnah must also be talking about a tviya of dafka, that he asked for kesef that weighs shtei ma'os, and therefore when he's moda to a pruta of nechoshes, it is not miminataina, and therefore he's going to be pater like Shmuel. So Tani Rabbi Chiya l'siyuei l'rav. Rabbi Chiya had a braisa that we can use as as a raya to Rav. That again, Rav's shita was that it's not enough that the taina be shtei kesef, the kfira section of the response needs to be shtei kesef. And here's the raya. Sela li biyadcha, the Tovea says to the Nitva, you owe me a sela. And he says, ein lecha biyadi ela sela chaser shtei kesef. He says, I owe you two kesef less than a sela, so chayiv. Then he's chayiv a shvua. So very clear that he said, I owe you more than a pruta. What I'm denying is shtei kesef. I'm denying shtei kesef. Then he's chayiv a shvua, because the chelik of his denial was shtei kesef. But if he responded, chaser ma'a, that I'm denying only one kesef, then patr, then he's going to be patr from a shvua. What's the only difference between the two cases? In the first case, the chelik ha-kfira was shtei kesef. In the second case, the chelik ha-kfira was only one kesef. So this is a raya to Rav, that the kfira has to be shtei kesef. That when it says in our Mishnah that you need, in order to be chayiv modav mitzvah, you need a minimum of shtei kesef, it means that the kfira needs to be a minimum of shtei kesef, not that the original taina needs to be a minimum of shtei kesef. Obviously, the original taina will need to be a minimum of at least shtei kesef and a pruta, because he has to be modin at least a pruta, and he has to be kofar in at least shtei kesef. Now, we had said in the Mishnah that you're only chayiv when there's a taina of shtei kesef. So the what about by modin mixas? What about if you're taking a shvua for some other reason? There's neid echad kenegdo. Is there a minimum amount that the guy needs to be suing you for when he brings a neid echad to that effect in order for you to be chayiv shvua, or is this a special din modu b'miksas? And from modu b'miksas, there's this minimum amount of shtei kesef. Some Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Shmuel lo shanu ela tainus malva v'odas lova. This is only when there's a shvua's modu b'miksas. Aval tainus malva v'hadas eid echad. But if what's mechayiv you the shvua is not the lova's hoda'a, but it's the lova's it's the fact that you have an eid echad against the lova, even though the lova was kofar hakol. So afilu lo tanu ela bepruta chayiv. Then even if the whole case is only about a pruta, he's going to be chayiv v'shvua. Meaning it's only by shvua smod and mitzvah that we have this minimum of shtei kesef. When it comes to a shvua of eilechad kenegdo, there is no such minimum. It's only a pruta. My time, how do I know that by shvua eilechad you don't need a tain of shtei kesef in order to be chayiv v'shvua? Dichziv, because the pasuk says lo yakum eilechad be'ish l'kol avon l'kol chatos, that an eilechad is not neman to be made about an avon or a chatos of another person l'kol avon. Sounds like yes, he cannot impose a physical penalty on you or require you to pay any money. Avol kam hulishvua, but he can require you to take a shvua that if you have an eid echad that counters your claim, so you're going to have to take a shvua against that eid echad. Vitanya, and the brisa tells us that kol makom sheshnayim mechayiv nosa mamon eid echad mechayiv shvua, that whenever two eidim would be mechayiv you mamon, in every case that two Edim, that if the Toveya had two Edim backing up his claim, you would have to pay money. When he has one Ed, you're Chayiv Shvua. What if two Edim come and say you owe a fellow a Pruta? Well, then you'd have to pay. And therefore, if one Ed comes and says you owe a fellow a Pruta, you have to take a Shvua. So you see that when it comes to Shvua Seilechad Kenendo, there is no minimum of Shtei Kesef. All it needs to be is a Pruta. Period. V'yam Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel, a different statement of Shmuel. Tanu Chitinu Sa'orin, we alluded to the statement earlier, but now we're going to say it explicitly, that if the fellow, the Toveya, asks for Chitin and Sa'orin, v'hodilo be'echad mehen, and you admit to one of them, so Chayiv, the person is going to be Chayiv Shmuel Smota B'mixas, that is considered a Hodah Mimin Ataina, because you admitted to one of the two things he was asking for. Amar lo Rabbi Yitzchak, so Rabbi Yitzchak responded, Yiyasher, v'kein amar Rabbi Yochanan, good gazette. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan used to say. So Michal de Palagalei Reish Lakish, why did he highlight that it's only that which Rabbi Yochanan used to say? It must be because the classic Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, doesn't hold that way. It must be that Reish Lakish holds that's not called the Modim Mitzvahs, because that's not me Minataina. Says Gemara, that's not a good deal. Just because Rabbi Yochanan did say it, it doesn't mean Reish Lakish didn't say it, right? Rabbi Yochanan probably held the sky was blue, and Reish Lakish probably agreed. So not every time that Rabbi Yochanan said something does Reish Lakish disagree, even though they seem to argue a lot in Shas. So Yigadamri Misha have a shoy Some say that Reish Lakish was waiting silently as Rabbi Yochanan was talking about this, because that's what he would always do. He would always wait for Rabbi Yochanan to finish what he was saying, and maybe Rabbi Yitzchak left the Beis Medrash while that conversation was going on, so he never got to hear whether Reish Lakish agreed or disagreed. So Reish Lakish was just silently sitting there, so we have not. He didn't stick around long enough to know what Reish Lakish's opinion was, and that's why he said that it's Rabbi Yochanan who agrees. And some say that Reish Lakish was drinking water at the time that Rabbi Yochanan was saying this din, and therefore he couldn't talk. And in the meantime, Rabbi Yitzchak left the Beis Medrash, so he didn't hear whether Reish Lakish disagreed or not, and that's why he did not quote the opinion of Reish Lakish. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya from our Mishnah to what Shmuel said, that it is considered modu b'mikdash us when you are moda to one of the minim that the guy asked for. Lema misayel, I'll bring you a riot to Shmuel, that tanu chitin v'sorin v'hodol ha-be'achonim, that you're going to be chayiv, because tanu chitin v'hodol ha-be'sorin pater, it says in our Mishnah that if the guy asks for chitin, and you're not, and that's all he asked for, and you're moda that you owe him sa'orin, that's not mimenataina, that's going to be pater. Ram Gamliel, mechayiv, and Ram Gamliel says you're going to be chayiv, because Ram Gamliel doesn't even hold that you need mimenataina. But time the tanu chitin v'hodol ha-be'sorin, the reason it's not considered to be minatayin is because he asked for chitin and you were molded to sorin. But can't you make a diuk from there? Hachitin u sorin v'adol abechan me'an chayiv? That if you were to ask for both chitin and sorin and you would admit to sorin, then you would be chayiv? So you see, exactly like Shmuel. So says, well, no, that's not a riot to Shmuel. Who adin afidu chitin u sorin na'ami pater? Maybe if the guy asked for chitin and sorin and you admitted to one of them, maybe that's not me minatayin and you'd be pater. V'aydikam ifli b'chitin. Why does the Mishnah only record the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rami Gamliel about when the fellow asks for just chitin and you admit to sa'orin? It's lo diach kochid Rami Gamliel. It's to tell you how far Rami Gamliel goes. That it's not only that Rami Gamliel is going to be mechayev shvuah when the guy asks for A and B and you admit to A. No, even if the guy asks for A and you admit to B, even then Rami Gamliel is going to be mechayev. So we want to highlight how strong Rami Gamliel is in his opinion that he's mechayev v'shvuah even when it's not miminataina whatsoever. The Tosfos points out that that's being highlighting Rami Gamliel is better than highlighting the sheet of the Rabbanan who pater because by Mamon it's always the Chassam Sofer explains what Tosfos means is that by Mamon it's always better to teach me the sheet that's mechayev because meaning we always say koach te teira adif. So how come by mammon we don't say koach te petura adif? Whoever's pottering you. No, because by mammon, the default, the koach that's adif is always what's against the default. So the reason we normally say koach te teira adif is because if I have a suffix about a din d'oraisa, I'm always going to go l'chumra. So koach te teira adif, the one who could tell me not to resort to the default and to go against what I would have assumed, that's adif. That's something you want to highlight. By mammon, what we always resort to is amotzi mechaver alav. Whoever has the money has the money. So in order to be mechayiv somebody a shavua, so that's something. That's already a statement. So Rami Gamliel is the koach that we want to highlight. That's the koach that's adif. So says Gemara, let's try to bring another raya to Shmuel from a different part of our Mishnah. Tashema, it says in our Mishnah, Ta no kelim vikarkaos. If a person is tovea both kelim and karka, vahoda bekelim v'kafar bekarkaos, and he admits to the kelim, but he denies the karka bekarkaos v'kafar bekelim, or vice versa, he's potter. He's potter from the shvua when he was kofar on the karkaos. The reason is because ain't shvua in all the karkaos, and if he's kofar on the kelim, it's because there was no because a hoda on karkaos is not mechayev a shvua, meaning the whole reason for that case in the Mishnah is because there's karka in the mix. And when there's karka in the mix, he's not going to be a shvua. Hoda b'mikzas karka us pater. And likewise, if he's moded to some of the karka, the guy asks for kelim and karka, you're moded to some of the karka, you're also pater from a shvua, because the hoda and karka is not going to be mechayiv a shvua. But b'mikzas kelim chayiv. But if the guy says, you owe me X amount of kelim and karka, and you say, no, I only owe sell you half X amount of kelim, then you're going to be chayiv a shvus modav b'miktsas, because you're modav b'miktsas on the kelim, and once you're taking a shvua on the kelim, you're chayiv a shvua on the karka as well. And the reason is, since you're chayiv a shvua on the kelim, because it was a legitimate modav b'miktsas as far as the kelim are concerned, so once you're chayiv shvua metaltalin, we could do gilgul shvua, that you have to take a shvua on the karka as well. So says Gemara, here's the raya. Taima de kelim v'karkos. The reason why he's potter when he's modav b'miktsas involving karka is because it was karka. De karka lav b'shvuahi, because karka does not involve a shvua. Ha kelim v'kelim dumi de kelim v'karkos. But had he been asking for two different types of kelim, meaning a case of kelim and more kelim that would be similar to kelim v'karkos, where it's two different types of things. So had he been asking for two different types of kelim, and you admitted to one of those types of kelim, chayiv, apparently you'd be chayiv a shvua, and that's considered a min hataina. So isn't that a raya to Shmuel, that if a guy asks for chitin usorin and you admit to saorin, that's mi min hataina, and you're taka going to be chayiv. So says Mar, isn't that a good diuk from the Mishnah? Says Mar, no, it's not a good diuk. Who adin dafilu kelim v'kelim nami pater? Maybe if he asks for two types of kelim and you admit to one of those types of kelim, you're also going to be pater. Vaduk tani kelim v'karkos, and the reason the Tana of the Mishnah Dafka says a case of kelim and karkos, and it sounds like you're pater only because ein ishban al karkos is kamash malan to chihoda b'miktsas kelim chayiv av al karkos. It wanted to set up a case of kelim and karkos to tell me this concept that if you're moda b'miktsas on the kelim, now you're not only going to have to swear about the kelim, you're even going to have to swear about the karka. So my kamash malan, what's the great chiddush of that? Zokakin? The great chiddush is that once you're taking a shavua anyway, we're going to make you take a shavua on the karka as well, that there's such a thing called Gilgul Shavua. That's not a chiddush. We learned Kiddushin Chavav, Tanina. This is a famous mission, Kiddushin Chavav. In yeshivas, they always learn on Kiddushin Chavav, because Shavuos is too hard to learn in yeshivas. So we know this from Kiddushin Chavav. Zokinus and Nechasim Sheishlam Achayisli Shavalehen. That we know that Nechasim Shein Lehen Achrayis is Zokik Nechasim Sheishlam Achrayis to take a Shavua. Meaning the Mishnah says there's such a thing called Gilgul Shavua. I don't need this our mission to tell me such a thing called Gilgul Shavua. Says Gemara, wait a second. Where do you think the primary discussion of Gilgul Shavua really belongs? In Kiddushin or in Shavuos? Ha Iker, ha hi agav gror naspa. In our Mishnah, the din of Gilgul Shavua on Karkos, this is where it really belongs, because this is where we're. This is on topic. Whereas the Mishnah in Kiddushin, which happens to tell me the din of Gilgul Shavua, that happens to be derech agav the other dinim that it's telling me. That since the Mishnah is telling me over there that metaltalin is nikna agav karka, that if someone sells metaltalin and karka at the same time, it's good enough to do a kinyan just on the karka, and agav the karka, you're kona the metaltalin as well. So the Mishnah says, oh, you know when else karka and metaltalin go along with one another? When it comes to a shavua, that if you're taking a shavua metaltalin, so just like when it comes to a kinyan, the metaltalin schleps along with the karka, so too when it comes to a shavua, the karka schleps along with the metaltalin. But it's totally derech agav. So we've explained the sheet of Shmuel, that if you ask for chitim usorim and the guy says, I only owe you one of those things, your chayiv shvua, that's called mimina taina. Not everyone agrees to Shmuel. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan tanu chitim usorim lebachs man potter. That Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, that if I ask for chitin and saorin and you admit to only saorin, then you're potter. That's not called mimina taina. So we're gonna have all the same rayas, just in the reverse. So says Gemara, v'hamar Rabbi Yitzchak yiyasher v'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan. Wait, how can you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan holds that that's not called moda b'mitzos, mimina taina? Didn't Rabbi Yitzchak, when you heard Shmuel say that it is called mimina taina, he said v'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan agreed. So now you're telling me Rabbi Yochanan disagrees? So says, well, yeah, I'm right in the alib with Rabbi Yochanan. There was apparently some dispute among the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan whether he agreed or not. So Tashmas, let's bring a raya. Tanu chitin v'al b'sorin. The Mishnah says that if I ask for chitin and you admit to sorin, you're potter, because it's clearly not mi minataina. Rav Gumliel mechayv, and Rav Gumliel says you chayv because you don't need mi minataina. So taima tanu chitin v'al b'sorin. But the diuk is that the only reason you're potter is because I asked for chitin and you admitted something else entirely. But hachitin usaorin vodelo bechemen. But if I ask for both chitin and saorin and you admit it to one of them, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv a shmua. And isn't that against the sheet of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan? So it says Gemara, no, not a raya against Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, meaning that was a raya in the first half of the discussion, was a raya to Shmuel. It's a kasha on the sheet that argues on Shmuel and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara gives the same response. Who didn't have filu chitin and sor nami pater? No, maybe even if when the guy asks for both chitin and sor, you're also pater. And the reason that it mentions the machlokas only by chitin and hodu b'saorim is odiach kochet Ram Gamliel. It's to highlight how strongly Ram Gamliel holds his opinion that Ram Gamliel holds. You don't need me minataina at all. Tashma, so I'll bring you another raya. Tanu kelim v'karkoos. It says in the Mishnah that if the fellow is looking for kelim v'karkoos, v'ahudu b'kelim v'kafu b'karkoos, and he admits to the kelim, but he denies the karko b'karkoos, v'kafu b'kelim, or vice versa, potter is going to be potter because he ain't nishban al karkoos. But hudu b'miktsas karko potter, and similarly, if he's moded to miktsas of the karko, you're going to be potter because there's no moded miktsas on karkoos. But b'miktsas kelim chayiv, if he's moded to some of the kelim, that is a moded miktsas. Going to be chayiv. Ooh, time at the kelim of karkaos, the karka la bashvuhi. The only reason you were pater in all those cases is because karka was in the mix. Ha kelim v'kelim dum yud kelim v'karkaos chayiv. But doesn't that imply that if he asked for two different types of kelim and you admitted to one of the types of kelim that you're going to be chayiv? Why? Because that's called the shvuas moda b'miktsas. And I mean min ataina, even though you only admitted to one of the two minim that the fellow was asking for. Says no, who adin dafilu kelim v'kelim nami pater. Even if he was asking for two different types of kelim, you'd also be potter. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that when you're moda on one type of kli, that when you're moda on some of the kelim, rather, you're chayiv to take a shvuah not just on the kelim, but on the karka as well. So, what is that chiddush called? Zokikin. That we have such a thing called gilgul shvuah, that once you're taking a shvuah on the metaltlin, you're going to take a shvuah on the karka as well. Ay, but Tanina, we already know that from kiddush and chavav, zokin and that the chasam shein lemachrayis are zokinus and the chasam sheishon lemachrayis lishava alayan. Says Gemara again, ha'ikar ha'i agav grarin nisba. That no, over here in Misach HaShavuos is the primary place where it needs to be teaching me this din of Gilgul Shavua. So the Gemara now asks on the sheet of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan as follows: Eisvei Rabbi Abba bar Mamal Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rabbi Abba bar Mamal challenges Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. It says in the Brisa, and there's a new raya we haven't had yet. Tanu shor v'hodul b'seh. The guy asks for a shor and he admits to a seh, seh v'hodlo b'shar, or vice versa, pater. You're pater because it's not me minataina, two different types of animals. But tano b'shar v'seh v'hodlo b'echad mehen chayiv. If he asks for a shar and a seh, and you admit that you owe him one of them, just a seh, let's say, then you'd be chayiv v'shvua. So you see, when there are two different minim and you're moded to one of them, you're chayiv v'shvua. So that's a kasher b'chib rabam Rabbi Yochanan says that, that's not called me minataina. So amalei haman yirim gamliyali. He'll say, no, that price is going like Rabbi Gamliel holds that you don't even need me minataina. But if you hold that you need me minataina, then this doesn't qualify as me minataina. Well, I Rabbi Gamliel, afil reshanami. Well, if it were really following Rabbi Gamliel, then even when it was tano shor v'hodolo b'seh, you should be chayiv. And the resha clearly said that if he asked for a shor and you admit to a seh, that you're potter. So how could you say it's going like Rabbi Gamliel? Ela hamani admoni. No, this price is going like Admon, who says in our Mishnah that if you're toin chitim and you're moda and the fellow's moda besorim, that you're pater, like the chachamim, but if you're towing chitim visorim and he's moda to echad mehem, you're chayiv. So Rabbi Rabba says to Rabbi Abba Mamal, v'lo duchui matchinach, and I'm not just giving you a dichoy to your kasha, el talmud aruchu bepiv shel Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught us in the name of his rabbeim, that hamani anmon hi, that this price is assuming like the unique particular shita of Admon, but it's not necessarily a raya to what we hold. So the Gemara now discusses a case where the Toveya wants to be Toveya to Minim, but then the Nitva jumped the gun and he responded to the second Min before the Toveya had a chance to say it. So meaning, let's assume like Shmuel, that if you ask for Chitin the Saorin and the fellow responds to just that he's Moda to only the Saorin, that's called Moda B'miktsas. So what about the following? Amar Avan and Amar Shmuel, Tanu Chitin, he only had a chance to ask for Chitin and right away because of Adil of the Saorin, you jump and you say, no, I owe you, I only owe you Sorin. So that's clearly not me minataina, But im kemarim, if we get the impression that he knew you were about to say sa'urin, so he quickly jumped in to say sa'urin, so that it will be not miminatayna, so he won't be chayiv shvua, then chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv shvua. But im b'meskavin, but if he was very tzmimistic, that it seems that the nitva was molded to sa'urin in a tzmimistic way to respond to the taina about chitin, then pater, then he's pater from a shvua. Another din that Rav Anan Shmuel taught us, that even though Shmuel's mother mitzvahs is only when there's a tvi of shtei kesef, tanu shtei mechatin. Let's say he didn't ask for money, he asked for kelim, two needles, which are worth very little. And he admitted that he owed him one needle, chayiv. He's going to be chayiv v'shvel. Lefichach yotzu kelim l'mashahein. That's why the pasuk mentions kelim, to tell us that there is no minimum value that kelim have to have in order to be chayiv for shvuas mother mitzvahs. Amrav papa ta'anu kelim upruta v'hoda b'kelim v'kafar b'pruta. If he asks for kelim plus a pruta, and you're moda that you owe him the kelim, but you deny owing the pruta, pater hoda pruta v'kafar b'kelim chayiv. But if you admit to owing the pruta and you deny owing the kelim, then you're going to be chayiv. And that meimra is chadak harav v'chadak shmuel. It's assuming like rav on one level and like shmuel on a different level. Chadak harav, it's going like rav da amar kfiras taina shtei kesef. Who assumes that it's not enough that the taina has to be shtei kesef, the kfira of the taina has to be shtei kesef. And that's why if you admit to the kelim but you were only kofar on the pruta, you're pater from a shvua, because it didn't meet the minimum amount of the kfira sataina that it needs to be. And chadak shmuel, but it's the other din, that if you're moda to a pruta and you're kofar in the kelim, that you're going to be chayiv, that's going like a different statement of Shmuel, damar tanu chitin usarun v'hodolo ba'achas mehen chayiv, that Shmuel holds that if you ask for two things, the fellow asks for two things, and you admit to one of those two things, that's called hodam yiminataina, and you're going to be chayiv shvua. And therefore, when he was tovea kelim and a pruta, and you were moda in the pruta, and you denied the kelim, even though the hoda'ah was not miminataina, you're nevertheless going to be chayiv a shvua. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the discussion of kofar hakol, and whether kofar hakol is chayiv shvua, midrabanan at least. Okay, everyone have a great day.